There is a kind of thinking that feels responsible, but quietly drains you over time. Worry. It often begins so simply that you barely notice it. What if something goes wrong? What if this doesn't work out? What if I'm not prepared enough? At first, it feels useful. It feels like you are being careful, aware, maybe even wise. You imagine different outcomes, you try to prepare yourself, you attempt to stay ahead of uncertainty. But worry does not stay small. It grows. One thought leads to another. One possibility connects to many others. And before you realize it, your mind is no longer preparing. It is wandering through situations that do not exist. Not all worry is harmful. There is a kind of concern that leads to action. You plan. You prepare. You take steps to reduce risk. That kind of thinking has a clear direction. It ends when something is done. But unnecessary worry is different. It does not move forward. It loops. The same thoughts return again and again, without producing solutions, without leading to action, without changing anything. You think about a conversation that has not happened yet. You imagine every possible version of it. What you might say, what the other person might say, how it could go wrong. You replay it in your mind, trying to prepare for every outcome. But when the moment finally arrives, it is never exactly as you imagined. And all that thinking changes nothing. This is the quiet trap of worry. It creates the illusion of control. It makes you feel like you are doing something important. But in reality, you are only repeating uncertainty. Worry lives in the future. It takes your attention away from what is happening now and places it somewhere ahead, into situations that may never come. Your body remains here, but your mind leaves. And that distance creates tension. The more you worry, the more real those imagined situations begin to feel. Your body responds as if something is already happening. Your breathing becomes shallow. Your chest tightens. Your thoughts speed up. But nothing has actually changed. The danger exists only in thought. Letting go of unnecessary worry does not mean becoming careless. It does not mean ignoring reality. It simply means recognizing the difference between thinking that helps and thinking that only repeats. There are things you can control. Your preparation. Your effort. Your decisions. And there are things you cannot. Other people's reactions. Unexpected outcomes. The future itself. Worry often focuses on what cannot be controlled. It tries to solve uncertainty by thinking harder. But uncertainty cannot be solved that way. If you pay attention to your own thoughts, you may begin to notice something. Most worry does not lead anywhere. It does not produce new insight. It does not create clarity. It simply returns. The same pattern. Again and again. Letting go begins with noticing. Not stopping the thought immediately. Not forcing your mind to be quiet. Just recognizing. This thought is not helping me. That small moment of awareness creates distance. You are no longer inside the thought. You are observing it. From there, something changes. Instead of following the worry, you allow it to pass. Like watching a cloud move across the sky instead of trying to hold on to it. At first, this is difficult. The mind will return to the same thoughts again and again. But each time you notice, you weaken the pattern. There is also something important about returning to the present. Worry pulls you forward. Presence brings you back. You notice your breathing, the space around you, the physical feeling of where you are. The present moment is always more stable than the imagined future. It is where reality exists. Another quiet shift happens when you accept uncertainty. Not completely. Not perfectly. But enough to understand that not everything can be predicted. Life is not meant to be fully controlled. There will always be unknowns. Trying to remove them completely only creates more tension. Letting go of unnecessary worry is not a single decision. It is a practice. A repeated return to awareness. A repeated choice not to follow every thought. Over time, something subtle begins to change. The thoughts still appear. But they carry less weight. They feel lighter. They pass more easily. You begin to experience moments more clearly. Instead of being pulled into what might happen, you remain with what is happening. Conversations feel more real. Decisions feel simpler. Your mind feels quieter. There is a kind of freedom in this. Not because problems disappear, but because you are no longer living inside imagined ones. At the end of the day, most of what we worry about never happens. And the things that do happen are rarely as overwhelming as the mind predicted. Letting go of unnecessary worry does not change the future, but it changes how you experience the present. And the present is where your life actually exists. So instead of trying to control everything that might happen, you begin to trust something simpler, that when the moment arrives, you will meet it. Not perfectly, but fully. And that is enough.